Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Unattended luggage at airport by staff writer. On Friday at approximately 4 p.m., an unattended luggage item was located at the Midland International Air and Space Port. A news release detailed that TSA examined the package. The Midland Police Department bomb squad was dispatched to further investigate the luggage. MPD's bomb squad determined the luggage was not dangerous. During this time, airport employees and passengers were evacuated from the terminal building. Just after 6 p.m., airport employees were allowed to return inside, and not long after, passengers were allowed inside, the release said. The owner of the unattended luggage was located. It was determined the owner did not purposefully leave the bag behind. As a result of the investigation, a few flights were canceled. In addition, some flights were delayed, the release said. Airport operations is working to see that all passengers are accommodated.
Better Business Bureau column. Start with Trust by Heather Massey. Buying and servicing your heating and air conditioning HVAC systems. Texas residents are already experiencing triple-digit temperatures this year, with meteorologists forecasting a continued heat wave across the majority of the Lone Star State. Whether recently arriving to Texas or a seasoned resident, it will be important to stay cool during record-breaking temperatures this summer. With approximately 3 months remaining of summer, chances are high that the current heat wave will not be the last of this year. Unfortunately, many Texans are finding out that their air conditioning units are unable to keep up with their needs and may be searching for a reputable business to either service their current unit or install a new one. While there's many considerations consumers should take into account when hiring an HVAC contractor are similar when hiring any other contractor, there are a few that are specific to heating and cooling. Heating and cooling systems are among the largest energy expenses in a typical home, which makes it important to ensure they are working as efficiently as possible. The cost for any appliance, including air conditioning units, includes three components: the purchase price, the cost of repairs and maintenance, and the cost to operate it. HVAC purchase and installation tips. Before purchasing a new unit, conduct an energy audit to help you detect energy waste, gauge the efficiency of your current system, and determine if conditioned air is moving properly. Many utility companies offer free or low-cost energy audits, but you can also hire a specialist to do a more comprehensive audit. Keep in mind that hiring a specialist will most likely cost more money, but their experience is often invaluable when purchasing new systems. Take steps to weatherize your home to keep cold air in and hot air out, or vice versa in the winter. Check the caulking and weather stripping around the doors and windows, as well as wall and ceiling insulation. Weatherizing your home may be all you need to help your air conditioning unit maintain a cool temperature indoors and will help reduce energy demands. A properly weatherized home may also enable you to install a smaller, less expensive system to achieve the same results. Consider energy efficiency from the start of your decision-making process. All air conditioning units must meet minimum energy efficiency standards set by the Department of Energy, but many products beat the standard, resulting in less energy used to operate and run the system. Be sure to check if your energy provider offers a cash rebate or tax break for buying and using energy-efficient products, and take that into consideration when comparing the energy efficiency and operating costs of different systems. After installing your new system, the contractor should provide at least one callback service free of charge to check it is operating properly. Double check that this service is included in the written agreement. Many contractors also offer service contracts, which often include a limited number of service calls per year and emergency repair service. If you decide to participate in a service contract, be sure that it describes what parts and services are provided and that it doesn't duplicate coverage that you already have under the warranty of your new system. HVAC maintenance and repair tips. Keeping your system well-maintained will prolong the life of the system and save you money. Spring or early summer are the best times for servicing cooling systems, while summer or fall are the ideal times for servicing your furnace. You can also do some routine maintenance yourself by replacing disposable filters or cleaning permanent ones. Before calling an HVAC contractor, check your system's model and spend the time to understand the license and insurance requirements for contractors. Find more information about licensing requirements and verify your contractor has a valid license, as recognized by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, by searching the contractor's name at tdlr.texas.gov. If you need repairs, be sure to get multiple written estimates for the job. BBB recommends obtaining an estimate from a minimum of three contractors before settling on a final decision to help consumers understand the standard price for the project and have an informed discussion with their chosen contractor. Estimates should include a full description of additional work required for the installation of ducts, registers, electric wiring, and any other work needed. Find trusted, vetted HVAC contractors near you at BBB.org and review more home maintenance tips at BBB.org/HomeHQ.
Death notices. Jerry Wayne Corbel, Dallas. Jerry Wayne Corbel, 68, of Odessa, died Monday, June 20th in Dallas. Funeral service is scheduled for 11 a.m. July 2nd at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Randy J. Mitchell, Odessa. Randy J. Mitchell, 67, of Gardendale, died Wednesday, June 22nd in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m. June 27th at Eisenhower Church of Christ, 807 East 21st Street, Odessa. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, June 27th. LNG exports gain importance. Booming global market promises increased prosperity and geopolitical influence. The story was written by Bob Campbell. The international liquefied natural gas market is booming, but the United States needs more of the export terminals that would enable it to take full advantage. Midland oilman Kevin Sparks and Waco economist Ray Perryman say the oil and gas business is further impeded by the policies of the Biden administration, which encourages more production on one hand, while on the other saying the world would be better off without the use of any hydrocarbons. Quote, "We have plenty of LNG to export as a country, and there is no reason why we are not setting ourselves up to export a very needed product around the world," said Sparks, president of Discovery Operating in Midland, and the 31st District State Senator-elect. Referring to President Biden's special envoy for climate, he said, quote, "The biggest headwind in our industry right now is the policies of the current administration, whose planet czar, John Kerry, basically says we need to wean ourselves from the petroleum industry altogether. Quote, "It creates uncertainty about the future, but we can't fuel our current lifestyle in the U.S. without the use of hydrocarbons," end quote. Sparks said the LNG market's growth potential, quote, "is very big, no doubt, because natural gas in America is more efficient and more environmentally friendly than it is in any other place in the world," end quote. noting that Discovery Operating is not directly involved in LNG production at the nation's 7 export terminals along the Gulf Coast and other places. He said there, quote, is obviously a great need for it. We use LNG to make all kinds of things from medical devices to plastics, Sparks said. The demand will continue to be strong, and with that demand, there is the need to create more infrastructure like pipelines. It's a very positive thing not only for West Texas, but also for our nation, because no one else in the world can produce oil and gas in an environmentally conscious way as we do in West Texas, end quote. As it stands, the U.S. is producing 95 million cubic feet per day of natural gas and exporting 13 million CFD of LNG to India, China, South Korea, Japan, the European Union, and other customers. The domestic natural gas price last Tuesday was $6.94 per 1,000 cubic feet, but it was much higher in Europe, $29.85. There are export terminals in operation at Corpus Christi and Freeport, Texas, Kenai, Alaska, Hackberry and Sabine, Louisiana, Cove Point, Maryland, and Elba Island, Georgia, and facilities are under construction at Sabine Pass, Texas, and in the Cameron and Plaquemine parishes in Louisiana. A dozen more have been permitted, but are not yet being built. Gas is piped to the multi-billion dollar terminals to be frozen to 260 degrees below zero and have the dust, acid gases, helium, water, and heavy hydrocarbons removed before it's delivered on ships and thawed or regasified for heating and other purposes. The world's other big LNG exporters are Qatar, Australia, and Malaysia. Perryman, who lives in Odessa, said getting a new terminal permitted by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the U.S. Department of Energy takes about 2 years. Quote, we've done the economic analysis for most of the LNG plants that have been permitted on the Gulf Coast for the various Cheniere facilities, Golden Pass, Sabine Pass, and Rio Grande, as well as a number of others around the U.S. and Canada, he said. We're working on several others, but those applications have not yet been released. The opportunities are quite encouraging at present, and activity is picking up. The permitting involves capital capacity, feasibility, and environmental issues, and the analysis is fairly comprehensive, including the traditional impacts of construction and operations, end quote. Perryman said the capacities of local labor markets to absorb the projects, the effect on American natural gas prices, and implications for the balance of trade, and the potential use of byproducts as feedstocks for chemical facilities are also considered. Quote, the impact is typically quite substantial as it implicates the entire upstream, midstream, and downstream facets of the petroleum industry, he said. The lack of pipeline infrastructure can be a constraint. There's ample demand for additional capacity, but the regulatory and land use requirements are often significant hurdles that delay construction and implementation. There is also a need to develop the receiving facilities in the countries that purchase LNG, end quote. Perryman said the market, quote, is very important for future development because, in essence, it transformed natural gas from a national market to an international one. This transition has profound implications for the Permian Basin, as there is very high demand in many regions of the world that provide significant opportunities for local producers, he said. It also has rather profound geopolitical implications as well. As an obvious example, the ability to supply substantial natural gas to Europe would largely neutralize the political and economic power of Russia. Additionally, the capacity to deliver more natural gas to Asia could enhance American influence there. All that is to say that while there are certainly challenges, the accelerated development of LNG delivery capabilities could bring significant benefits on many fronts and create significant new opportunities for the Permian Basin. End quote. Here are some Odessa American quick hits. Free drive-through COVID-19 tests. The City of Odessa Incident Command is partnering with Curative to offer the COVID-19 PCR test drive-through from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at the corner of 2nd Street and Grant Avenue. Insurance information will be requested. If no insurance, test will be free. To book an appointment, visit curative.com. Pirate Scavenger Hunt. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled a pirate scavenger hunt throughout June. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. The Jungle Book Kids Camp. Basin Theater Works has scheduled Walt Disney The Jungle Book Kids Camp for children in grades K through 6 from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday and July 5th through 8th at the Permian Playhouse, 310 West 42nd Street. Total cost for camp is $400. There will be a $100 deposit required to reserve your actor's place at camp. Only 35 spots will be available. The Jungle Book Kids Show will take place July 8th through July 10th. Children involved in camp will be cast in the production. To sign up or for more information, visit basintheaterworks.org. Will Parker Concert. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled Will Parker Concert for all ages at 11 a.m. today in the auditorium. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Vacation Bible School. First Baptist Church, 311 West 8th Street, has scheduled Vacation Bible School, Make Waves, for ages 3 through 6th grade from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. today through Friday. Activities include STEAM projects, water games, and more. To register, visit tinyurl.com/25AT3EM4 or text VBS to 40778. Mission Dorado Baptist Church, 4142 Faudry Road, has scheduled Vacation Bible School for kids from 4 years through 5th grade from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. today through Thursday. Registration is required. To register, call 432-561-8553 or email missiondorado@gmail.com. Family Coloring Night. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled Family Coloring Night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. today in the Basement Activity Room. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us.
Odessa American Obituaries, published Monday, June 27th. Catherine Scott Ashley Travland, Tyler. Catherine Scott Ashley Travland, 86, of Tyler, passed away June 21st in Tyler. Catherine was born in McCamey, Texas, to Helen Payne and Joe Scott on September 30th, 1935. Catherine is survived by her children, Kimberly Ashley of Tyler, Texas, Victor and wife Peggy Ashley of Post, Texas, Paula and John McCoy of Sol Dante, Arkansas, Greg and wife Jan Travland of Midland, brother-in-law Eugene and wife Barbara Travland of Seacombe, Washington, plus grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Visitation will be 6 p.m. Wednesday, June 29th at Pecos Funeral Home. Burial will be at 10 a.m. Thursday, June 30th at Mount Evergreen Cemetery in Pecos, followed by a memorial service at 11 a.m. at Pecos Funeral Home Chapel with Reverend Greer Willis officiating. Memorials may be given to West of the Pecos Museum, P.O. Box 1784, Pecos, Texas 79772, or Hospice of East Texas, 4111 University Boulevard, Tyler 75701. Roland D. Berzosa, Kermit. Roland D. Berzosa, age 59, passed away Tuesday, June 21st in Kermit. He was born on March 2nd, 1963 in Kermit to Ramon Bustillos and Eloisa Dominguez Berzosa. Roland married Joan Elizabeth Towns in Kermit, November 23rd, 2002. Roland is survived by his wife, Joan Berzosa of Kermit, mother Eloisa Dominguez of Discovery Bay, California, sons Andrew Berzosa and wife Chastity, and Victor Berzosa, all of Kermit, brothers Ramon Berzosa Jr. and wife Imelda of Odessa, Ruben Berzosa and wife Alice Chavez of Kermit, Richard Berzosa and wife Gloria of Louisville, Russell Clark and spouse John of Discovery Bay, California, and Rodney Berzosa and wife Marta of Midland, sisters Rosa Martinez and husband Rudy of Hobbs, New Mexico, and Rihanna Berzosa of Louisville, plus grandchildren, numerous nieces, and nephews. He was preceded in death by his father, Ramon Berzosa Sr., and grandparents, Ynez and Nestor Dominguez, and Anastasio and Sotera Berzosa. A rosary will be held at 7 p.m. Monday, June 27th, at Family Services Funeral Chapel in Kermit. Mass will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, June 28th at St. Thomas Joseph Catholic Church in Kermit, officiated by Father Charles Rahan. Memorials may be made in his honor to the Kermit High School Band. Arrangements entrusted to Family Services Funeral Parlor, and condolence may be sent to the family online at www.fsfp.com. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. High intensity workout discouraged. Dear Dr. Roach, I read about a 92-year-old man who said he followed an exercise program that needs only 10 minutes per day to maintain fitness. I would like to know where to find this program, since I need to get back into a fitness regimen at age 82 after knee surgery and arthroscopic procedures. Answer. There is evidence that high-intensity workouts of even short duration can have significant benefit for cardiovascular fitness. However, that is not the kind of exercise program I would recommend to a person who is recovering from surgery, which is a slow and gradual process. Muscles, connective tissue, and bone all get stronger slowly. It requires time to build them up. And trying to do a 10-minute high-intensity workout would be an extremely bad idea. A physical therapist can help design an exercise program that can help you recover from surgery and get you more fit. As you get more cardiovascularly fit, as well as stronger in muscle and connective tissue, you can certainly explore more high-intensity workouts.
X takes up residence in couple's driveway. Dear Abby, I love my husband, but I'm getting tired of being a second-class citizen in my home. It started when we bought a van from a friend of mine. We talked about different things we could do with it, fix it up a little and sell it, or use it for vacation. But somewhere along the line, it was suggested that we let my ex, Paul, buy it from us because he's homeless and chooses to let everyone else take care of him. The van is now fixed. Paul lost his job and is now living in the van, in my driveway. The problem is, he doesn't stay in the van. He crashes on my couch, uses my electricity, water, etc., and now eats my food. I told my husband this is not healthy for my mental well-being. My husband and I own our own business, and Paul has now become involved in that. My husband says he can use the help, and he gives Paul money to move. The only problem with that is my ex doesn't use the money for bills. He blows it on junk he doesn't need. I'm tired of raising a 41-year-old grown man. Help. Signed, Fed Up in Oklahoma. Dear Fed Up, you are not a second-class citizen. This arrangement seems crazy because it is interfering with your marriage. Tell your husband the situation is affecting your mental health and insist upon a deadline by which Paul will be out of there. Guests, like fish, start to stink after 3 days, and Paul has exceeded that by far. He has a van, so whether or not he has saved enough for a place of his own, he won't be without shelter. Your mental health is more important than your husband having an extra hand in the business. Dear Abby, I have several creative friends who have either written a book or made a music CD. I get asked to read or listen to these creations and submit an online review. The book was written about a very rough divorce, and my friend described her ex using some gossipy and awful information that I knew was not true. She placed all the blame on her ex when it was she who committed adultery, a fact she conveniently left out of the book. The music CD was not to my liking either. My friend cannot sing. How do I handle these review requests? So far, I've simply not submitted a review because I'm not going to lie or give a bad one. But what do I say when they ask? Signed, Critical Critic. Dear Critic, tell your author friend that while she may be a talented writer, you are not comfortable endorsing her book because it's being used as a weapon to make her ex-husband look bad. Point out that if her book succeeds, he could retaliate by suing her for libel, and you want no part of it. As to your musician friend, all you need to say about the CD is that it is clear the singer has music in their soul. In the future, when you're asked to write a review, decline by stating that because you're a friend, you cannot give an unbiased review. Period.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.